Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as the Powell Pioneers were meeting up with Riverton yesterday in a couple conference games. And for the Pioneers, they had the lead going into the final inning in both games. They only managed to win one, and just barely. As they end that first game, the Pioneers winning it 5-4 on a walk-off, while Riverton came from behind to score 13 in the seventh to beat the Pioneers 24-14. Well, in that first game, it was Colin Queen on the hill for the Pioneers, and he was pitching outstanding with 10 strikeouts, giving up just one run in the first inning, limiting Riverton to only 4 hits. But after Queen left, well, the Pioneers gave up 3 runs in the seventh to see them tie it up at 4 apiece. The Pioneers managed to load the bases up with 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Keaton Routon at the plate on a 0-2 count ended up lifting a ball out to right center that ended up scoring Landon Sessions, and the Pioneers had a walk-off win, out hitting Riverton 12-7 in the first game. In the nightcap, the Pioneers were in a back-and-forth game and actually had a 15-11 lead going into the final inning. But they couldn't get an out. Walks and a number of errors. As a matter of fact, the Pioneers setting a season high with 11 errors in the game, and Riverton scoring 13 runs in that seventh inning to beat the Pioneers 24-14. Colin Queen continues his hitting spree as he went 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Keaton Routon and Kobe Ostermiller both scoring 3 runs apiece in this game, but the Pioneers couldn't offset their errors and also couldn't find the strike zone out of their pitching staff, as the Pioneers ended up going through 6 pitchers to finally get that final out. As the Pioneers now get ready for a double dip coming up this Friday when they take on the Billings Cardinals at home at 5. Then on Saturday, they'll be in Cody to meet up with the Jackson Giants beginning at 1 o'clock. Then Sunday, they'll return to Cody to meet up with the Cody Cubs. And then on Monday, they'll return home to once again take on the Cody Cubs. Also, in some other games from yesterday, the Cody Cubs taking on the Billings Halos, winning 14-3 in the first game. Bronenberg with a couple doubles and 4 RBIs, and then taking the nightcap 12-10. It was a 4-run seventh inning, highlighted by a Jared Grins home run to help the Cubs with that sweep. Also, Wheatland ended up sweeping the Cheyenne Hawks 9-8 in the first game, and then 13-3 in the nightcap. Douglas swept Buffalo 13-8, and then 17-3. And then Evanston against Jackson. Evanston taking the sweep, winning the first game 10-6, and then stopping Jackson 14-8. We're back with more after this.